Who the fuck do you think you're talking to?
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. We got a fun show in plan for you tonight. We got Larry and Janelle from the Parasitics and the rest of the Pogo crew. Let's get moving with the OC. Alright everybody, thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. We got plenty of people in the studio with us tonight. Let's get moving with the introductions and say what's up to the lovely rude girl Jessica.
What is up, Pogo? I'm Eclipse, and I'm happy that Larry and Janelle are here because
We got Larry and Janelle. Larry, bass player of the Parasitics.
Larry Siddicks.
How are you two doing?
Doing well.
Absolutely. How you doing tonight, Janelle? Having fun?
I'm getting pretty over there.
Damn right. All right, Sean. So what the fuck's up, man? It's about time you've been here for two straight shows. Nobody's been around forever.
I'm here all the goddamn time.
Sean Bedlam.
I don't know. I think the archives would disagree.
You've been in shows like in the middle of the day
and shit, dude.
And we finally had another Friday night show, and here the fuck I am, and I'm drunk, and we're having a great fucking time.
We have proof, but yeah, you've been here lately, I guess. But
he has not been
lately.
Lately kind of means like three weeks.
No. Andrew thinks that I'm like never here.
I remember you, Andrew.
Andrew Solar.
Like literally specifically saying, where has Sean been?
Absolutely.
So where have you been?
Sean.
He was in the Bahamas.
Andrew thinks that I'm like never here, but I actually am. Andrew will forget, like, where the hell were you, Sean, last week? And I was like, dude, I was here.
Josh, I was here.
People are getting drunk and loud.
Asbury came upstairs.
We got a crusty fucker, Josh, just waking up from his passed out coma.
Say hello, Asbury boy.
He doesn't have a mic on him.
Josh.
He doesn't have a mic on him. Josh, Larry,
put
give
it
him
in
your microphone.
Mouth, Larry.
There you go.
That's what he
wait,
said.
I'm not that guy
said.
From the Allentown sluts or whatever.
No, he's Asbury Boy.
What the fuck does that have to do with anything?
What does that even mean, dude?
Because this dude is fucking trying to shove the mic down.
When we
told him to.
A-Town sluts, someone was deep throating the marmot. I was going to say harmonica. The microphone.
I just wanted to see Larry put the mic like right down your
in
throat.
In his mouth? That's what she
I
said.
I just wanted to see it.
But
deep throat.
Real,
deep throat.
Real quick, not the Colbow. Do not deep throat the Colbow.
Wow,
deep throat
weird
a Behringer.
Up in
There's
Pogo
a Behringer
HQ.
Floating around. You can deep throat that one.
I got the Behringer.
Here's the thing.
Where's the strap on dildo?
The strap on dildo?
It's right over there. There it is. I don't. There's definitely a strap on sitting
well,
on my shelf.
That's pretty real too, with all the veins.
I don't know. It's only about
you
5 inches
veins,
though.
It's a pretty small one.
It is tiny.
It's skinny.
She's throwing it at Janelle. All right. Well,
Janelle wants to borrow it.
Janelle does not.
Nah, it's fine because I'm going to use that dildo to fuck Josh.
Hey,
I'm going to give it to him real fucking good.
Yo, we're going to turn this show into a fucking
orgy.
Like a little orgy? Like
an old school
show? Like a video? Right. We're going to put up some porn for later?
But real quick.
For later.
While we got Larry and Janelle here, Larry played the punk block party 2 weeks ago. War at the Shore the week before. Parasitics finally getting back out there.
The week after.
Doing it. So let's
doing it,
try.
Doing it well.
Doing it well.
Doing it well.
Let's listen
doing
to
it,
a
doing it,
doing
little
live
little,
recording.
A little
she was raised
LL
down Brooklyn.
Cool J for all the fucking Pogo City Radio listeners.
Let's listen to a little bit of the live Parasitics from Pogo
Fuck
City
yeah.
Radio and Punk Block Party on the U-Rock Network. Too many things to plug. I don't know. I'm drunk, too. Let's get to the Parasitics
we're all
live
drunk.
Doing No Gods, No Masters.
Great song.
This one's called No Fucking Way. It sounds kind of like the theme song from...
It sounds like Hank Hill.
King of the Hill.
But if I ever see Hank Hill, I can...
Let's let Larry start this one.
Let's pogo, you fuckers. You like it? Let's pogo. Here we go. Let's go! We respect the government.
No fucking way!
For all the sins all they repent.
No fucking way!
Like our fans everything.
No fucking way!
Not bad, what he said.
No fucking way!
No fucking way!
No fucking way!
Do we respect the government?
No fucking way!
All the same will they repent?
No fucking way!
Racist moment and sin?
No fucking way! 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 No.
Hit the floor!
No fucking way! No fucking way! No fucking way!
That was Larry, Paul, Josie, and Steve live at the Punk Block Block Party. The Punk Block Party.
Congratulations,
Pogo
Josiah.
City Radio.
We got three
baby.
More
boys.
Yes.
Shout,
out to Josie for having
a baby.
For having
a
son.
He
oh, yeah,
ate a baby from
I have
doing
a son.
It. From
I have
doing
a son.
It.
Doing
I have a son
and
also.
Doing it. And
no.
Doing it.
No, the baby is, and he has,
no, that
it's weird,
kid.
He has like such
he
huge,
like
he has huge hands and huge feet
yeah,
for
Jimmy
for like, I know that sounds weird, but like,
no,
For a baby, they're really.
Not
he's
really,
gonna be
though.
A big.
Their fingers and their toes are yeah. long if they're like. But
he's
or drummers.
He's
or
a beautiful baby. He's gonna be a big.
Congrats
kid.
To Josie.
All I'm saying, I think
congratulations,
he's
congratulations, man.
He definitely looks like Josie in the eyes.
Oh yeah. No, he looks like Josie a lot. Yeah.
I have a son. I now relate to Josie a little bit more than any other member in the Parasitic, just because now Josie has a son and I have a son, so. And he's also a drummer, which
there you
that's,
go.
That's cool.
Yeah. Well, babies.
Babies.
We got two kids.
Oh, you know what you should, that reminds me, Andrew.
Yes.
You know what you should play?
What's that?
KSUK, Kill Your Baby.
Oh, Kill Your Baby, Kill Your Baby. Coming off the first seven.
Kill Your Baby, Todd's dad.
That's coming off the first 7-inch. I had that on green translucent vinyl. And yeah, that's one of the bands, right? It's funny, a lot of the 80s bands
hold up.
A lot of the 80s bands were like a lot noisier, and Chaos UK, their shit that came out in like 79 was the noisier shit, and as they progressed into the 80s, they became more of a rock and roll band, and it seems like most of the scene went the other way. It seems like punk rock in the 70s was more rock and roll. 80s came around, it got all heavy. Chaos UK did it like the opposite.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
They're actually one of the few bands that did it the opposite.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and I can count on like one hand the bands that didn't take it that way, and it's Chaos UK. That's actually absolutely right because the Defects did it. They all did it. All of them did it. Addicts did it, but the Addicts are fantastic.
You know what I was thinking?
They were always kind of like on the.
So are the Defects.
And so are the. I didn't mean to take anything. The Defects are fantastic.
I
think you started the show with Dance, Dance, Dance.
Well, that was a song that I played.
That was in the last show.
I picked that out. I wanted to play the Defects.
But anyway, the bands that didn't do it were Chaos UK. The motherfucking Exploited. When things went that way, they went harder. Oh my God! There's a song that they do called "Jesus Is Dead."
Uh-huh.
That literally, like, I'm not a religious person at all by any means, but that song makes me feel guilty. Like, just like listening to it, it just like sends shivers down my back. I mean it. Like, I'm dead serious. Like, that song is like. He's just like he's so angry, and I love him
Josh,
for
I was
he's
raised.
Like, he's like
I was raised.
He's a Protestant, a Catholic.
Well, Andrew can relate to this. We were both raised in very religious households.
Yes,
and that was one of the things that we definitely like had in common. It was probably the reason we started a punk band together. So
I remember Sean always wanted to cover fucking religious scam by a global threat for that reason.
That's actually a great song.
But let's get to Chaos UK, Kill Your Baby on Pogo City Radio. God damn it.
Shut your bloody noise up! Night.
All right, that was Chaos UK with Kill Your Baby on Pogo City Radio. Now, in between shows, second show we're doing of the night, me and Larry were just sitting here. It would have been great to have the mics on. We were talking about, like, old school, like, ADD records and the Sound of Rebellion compilation and fucking then Charged Records with Punks Unite and all that. And we were just going back and forth with these little DIY labels and some of the releases they put out. One of them we were talking about on Charged Records was Endless Struggles, Leather, Studs, and Punks. Here's the first track on the 7-inch and Red Alert.
If my mom and Andrew's mom still, like, were, like, in contact, which I'm not entirely...
Okay, that was Endless Struggle on Pogo City Radio. Now, I don't know how it came up, but or I do know how it came up, because Addy, the bass player, used to book shows for Larry and the Parasitics, and Larry was just talking about that, but New York Relics doing a reunion show. How about that?
Yeah, that's fantastic. But
who's is Johnny Craig going to be in it?
Buck
I wonder who the rest of the band
Addy
is.
Addy used to book shows for my high school band.
Oh, not the Parasitics.
The Reckless.
Oh yeah, that would have been a long.
We were called
yeah,
the Reckless.
Yeah, that would have been.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry. But yes. that was like you, Paul, and Josie though, right? Or
no, it was just me and Josie. And
you and Josie, no Paul.
That
okay.
We really don't talk to Rob. Mm-hmm. I still talked to Rob. He was. We had two lead singers. It was when. It was like around.
Do you guys
the time
used to play
that, like,
at Kate's Cafe? On South Main Street in Peabody?
No, we never played in Peabody. Huh? We were from Peabody and we hated it. Mm. We never. The bands that we used to. The only other bands that were around at the time were like people that we didn't like very much.
You never want to admit.
Bartholomew?
You're from Phillipsburg.
That kid?
Bartholomew.
His last name was Bartholomew. I don't know. Anyway, they didn't like us because all they did was play in Phillipsburg and like around areas. We were playing in Philadelphia, New York City.
Yeah,
we were
a little bit better.
Things, and they just they're like, oh, you guys are punks. Yeah, we're fucking punks. And what are you?
Hey,
who the fuck do you think you're talking to?
Stories I don't want to tell.
Yeah, you do.
Nope. All right, why the fuck not? I'm going to tell it. It's funny because my band, The Reckless, we used to play in Philadelphia, and we played one night with Funeral Dress and Endless
awesome.
Struggle.
Endless Struggle.
Yeah.
That's how it all came out.
This is how
it all came up. Yeah.
Playing with Funeral Dress, that's awesome.
Yeah, well, it was a time. It was quite a time. Anyway, we played with Funeral Dress, and we always used to, like, I no disrespect, it's just a funny story, but, like, first of all, we had a bigger crowd than them, and they were, their whole, while they were playing, I distinctly remember just saw Josie, my drummer, and I, going, just doing, just being silly, but
let's get to a while we're on the whole Charged Records.
What do we got?
While we're on the whole
Charged
Records thing, why don't we go to another record that I had? I had this on like a purple splatter. It was pretty fucking awesome. It was one of 75, not one of 100, but one of 75. Here's Onward to Mayhem with Up the Drunks.
Son of people, son of day. Don't you know they stick up at all in time. Your life is just not for the little son. New consensus has seen reward. All cameras keep ducking around. For no sense, let's go through the end. Big now, up in politics. We work for us, and it's alright. So we don't gotta get ducked at all.
Get drunk, and I'll fuck shit up.
Get drunk, and I'll fuck shit up.
Get drunk,
and I'll fuck shit up. Get drunk, and we'll fuck shit up.
Get drunk,
and I'll fuck shit up.
Get drunk,
and I'll fuck shit up.
Get drunk,
and I'll fuck shit up. Get drunk, and we'll fuck shit up. Someone cheats in your song, our turn to continue to get everything at. We'll wake up in the morning, and really it's not such a great story. Never thinking crap, they show the scene. Got this all the work into the team, don't lose that the human, don't sit in a rat. You are a function, we'll start a blast, and we walk for it, then it's alright. So they're drunk, gotta get drunk and on.
Get drunk,
and I'll fuck shit on.
Get drunk,
and I'll fuck shit on.
Get drunk,
and I'll fuck shit on. Get drunk, and you'll fuck shit on.
Get drunk,
and I'll fuck shit on.
Get drunk,
and I'll fuck shit on.
Get drunk,
and I'll fuck shit on. Get drunk, and we'll fuck shit on.
Conquering the fucking
earth.
Not the more, yes, they ride down.
Bottles up.
shit, I don't know what the fuck just happened, but that cut out. So that was most of fucking
Onward to Mayhem.
I was cut. Yeah, I was cut caught way off guard. That was most of Onward to Mayhem's Up the Drunks.
I'm drunk.
I
man.
Did
Holy
not do
shit.
That. The song just. I swear to God, I did not do that.
So, but, Andrew, what the fuck do we got going on next?
Well, we were just talking about Addy
NY
and
Relics.
The Relics. What? So I was going to play She's Got a Gun. So how about we do some She's
well,
Got a
let's
Gun
fucking do it.
On
She's Got a Gun.
All right. That was the New York Relics on Pogo City Radio. Now, there's some background talk about Billy Joel. Now, it seems that for a group of punk rockers, there seems to be a decent amount of William Joel fans
in here. I love
Billy
Joel.
I
I'm
love
a Billy
it.
Joel fan.
That's the three of us.
And
love
so,
it.
Yeah.
And
three
Josh,
of
he might,
Joel
but
fans.
He's passed the fuck out. Josh passed the fuck out.
Is Josh a Billy Joel fan? Good
I don't
him.
Know. I don't. But we'll say he's a Billy
if
Joel
he
fan
is,
for
then
the hell
good
of
for
it.
Him.
So why don't we get to a little Pogo City?
Who the fuck do you think you're talking?
Wrong button.
Wild card!
There we go. The Pogo City wild card is where we play something a little off format.
Wild card?
This is the wild card.
The one I want?
No. She wasn't even listening to anything we were just saying.
Of course
okay.
I wasn't. So
what are we playing? What are we playing?
We are playing Billy Joel, who is doing a concert around here.
I like Billy Joel.
Somewhere
he's playing Citizens Bank Park, I think, in like maybe a week or something. No, he totally
Joel's playing Citizens Bank.
Citizens
talking
Bank
to the mic, Larry.
Park.
Larry. Larry.
That's
Larry,
not
talking
a,
to the mic.
The Phillies playing.
Larry's
sure
that's not true. He's not playing around here. Get out. So,
In Philly, I'm pretty sure he is. Either he's playing it already or he's playing it soon. I don't fucking
Citizens
know.
Bank.
All
oh.
I know is that I
yeah,
wish
but that's
I was
not a
fucking going there.
All right. Well, let's get to the Pogo City.
Wild card, bitches!
What's here?
With It's Still Rock and Roll to Me.
Fuck yeah. This is a great song.
Pogo City Radio.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive.
you've been hiding out lately, honey. You can't dress trash until you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound, funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise the Miracle Mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's a true baby blue Continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me. Oh, it doesn't matter what you say in the papers, cause it's always been the same old thing. There's a new man in town, but you can't get the sound from a story in a magazine. Hang that's your average team. How about a pair of pink sidewinders and a bright baby, if you just give it half a chance. Don't waste your money on a new set of speakers. You get more mileage from a cheap pair of sneakers. Next phase, new way, dance great. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me. Try to be a straight A student. If you are, then you think too much. Don't you know about the new fashion, honey? All you need are looks and a whole lot of money. It's the next phase, new wave, dance craze. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me. Everybody's talking about the new sound, funny, but it's still rock and roll to me.
Wild card, bitches! Yeah!
All right, that was Billy Joel.
Billy fucking Joel.
Or as Dwight
Suck
K. Schrute.
Suck a dick if you don't like yeah. Billy Joel.
Dwight K. Schrute would say William Joel.
William Joel.
For all you Office enthusiasts out there. For Thora. Thora loves the Office.
Yo, I love the Office.
I know,
I am
I know.
An Office fanatic.
Jessica, see, like, I never gave the Office a chance until Jessica came around
she's
5 years ago.
Terrible.
So that was like the last two seasons. Aww. But then for about 3.5 years straight on Netflix, Jessica watched the entire series of The Office on a loop 24 hours a day. Nothing was on any TV.
Four years, not three.
It was like 3.5. Whatever. I finally had to put a stop to it. I love The Office now. I'm not going to lie. I know that show word for word,
you
too.
You have no choice.
But I had to put a stop.
This shit is great. It is hysterical. Like, Steve Carell is fucking... He is so funny.
You know what? Absolutely.
He makes you so uncomfortable.
Steve Carell...
He's a great actor, dude.
Made that show what it is, but I'm not going to lie. I even love the shit after him.
Yeah, I
with,
do, too.
With Will Ferrell and Robert California
ever
and all
the British
that.
One, though?
Hell yeah.
The British Office? Yeah. I didn't like it.
I just didn't like it, but I can't understand half the things they say. He'd be like, oh,
I
miss
love
this with your shag
and just like,
crumpet
I can't
and
understand this shit.
Cricket and
you're
blah, blah,
me
blah.
Watch
oi, oi, oi. I don't fucking know what the fuck
Andrew's
you're saying.
Like,
I really wasn't
this. I don't even understand this shit. I'm like, seriously? Like,
I'm not an Office, like, guru, and, like, I didn't watch it a lot, but, like, I've watched the English Office, and I've watched the American Office, but I'll take the American Office over the English.
I
that's
love the
I've
English
heard,
one,
yeah.
But that's
I
what
never
got
saw
it
the
started,
English.
Man.
The, I never
the
saw
English
the English
Office,
version either. Yeah.
It got him started on the American, and that's how they.
Oh, no doubt.
That's how they started the show, and
no
like,
doubt.
I think that dude, what's his name?
Ricky Gervais.
Yes,
Ricky Gervais.
No, he is in that new
I pulled
show.
That right out of my ass.
You did. I was trying to think of his name like this whole time. I follow him on Instagram. I think that dude is fucking hysterical. He is
I've
great.
Seen his stand-up. He's not.
I love when he meets
really
Steve Carell in The Office in the
well,
one episode.
That British stand-up's a lot different. But go ahead, Jess.
He meets Steve Carell in that one episode.
Ah, yeah,
Office,
he has a little cameo.
And he's like, "Oh yeah, you hire a mate." And he's like, not right now, but I'll let you know, man. And he's like, oh, that's what she said or something, some bullshit. That's funny. You know, I'm not a funny person, so.
Sure you are. But yeah, actually, Mac from Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and we got Charlie doing the wild card. His two biggest influences are The English Office and Seinfeld.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's about.
And those are like
enough.
My two favorite shows other than Always Sunny.
I am not really a Seinfeld fan.
I love
fan.
The Seinfeld.
I'm not.
It's
the
random.
Seinfeld. I keep
it's
saying
random
the
comedy.
Fucking.
It is. It's good. I mean, Andrew, I know what you're saying. I'm not a fan either, but
like,
when
I watch
episodes,
I laugh.
I laugh. It's random. It's like Curb Your Enthusiasm because Larry David.
I love
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
And
they're releasing a new season soon.
They just repeat shit a little too much.
Out of nowhere.
Like in Seinfeld, they'll just be like
that. The writing is
so funny.
She said she had a tickle. I had a tickle. She said tickle. It was a pickle. Tickle, pickle. And I want to fucking blow my.
And he is Jerry Seinfeld. Jerry Seinfeld.
Seinfeld.
So.
It is hysterical.
Yeah, but Larry David is Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah,
I know. So. I love the comedians, too.
Oh, yeah. It's fantastic.
Let's get back to punk rock.
I'm sorry.
And here's a band who I think
Billy
all
Crystal.
Of us
yeah,
all of us had a chance to catch this summer. And Larry played with them. Fucking talking about the virus. Most of the Pogo crew caught him with the UK subs at Voltage.
Yes.
So here's coming off the second full length with Paul on vocals. What the fuck's the name of the album? The red one?
Nowhere to Hide.
Nowhere to Hide. Here's My Life, My World. Virus on Pogo City Radio. Let's get to Everybody's Girl for the lovely new girl just before.
Kitty calls me on the phone to say she's all alone and needs somebody there. Crystal sees into the future, tells me that she's an apple shoe that Roger really cares. I sit and wonder if we are sharing a different world. Running around me swirl. I'm in love with everybody's girl. Look at Brenda there with Luke. She's giving him the boot. All but Kelly's standing by. Oh, and here comes my math on.
runs from another world. Just like a drunk ballerina stuck on a tilt the world. I'm in love with everybody. I'm in love with everybody. I'm in love.
Ew, you're creepy.
With everybody's girl. Oh yeah. Everybody's girl. Everybody's girl. In love with everybody. Everybody's girl. Everybody's girl. In love with everybody. Everybody's girl. Everybody's girl. In love with everybody.
Alright, now that was The Doors on Pogo City Radio. Now, I'm trying to get over to a SoundCloud track coming off. I don't know, can we talk about the owl?
Hey!
Okay, alright. Alright, okay, so I guess let's know. Trying to get over to a the Parasitic SoundCloud. Come on, what the fuck is it? Like Parasitics.SoundCloud? We're the goddamn bass player. You're the, with the... I go to SoundCloud. All right, you know what? While I do this, we're going to find a special, really rare Parasitic track to bring you guys. And why don't I look for it while you guys check out a little bit of A Global Threat Until We Die with Mark on vocals and Brian. Talking about some old school Lehigh Valley before we get into our next track, and we're talking about a studio that used to be over here. Is it still over here? I recorded there. The Sound Chamber, is it still there? Getting that microphone over there.
it's up by Giant.
Yeah, yeah, it's off of Sullivan Trail, Town Center Boulevard. Yeah. I know where it is, but is it still open and being ran? I haven't been in there in literally like 17 years. 16 years. Yeah, I was an intern there when I was in like ninth grade.
Yeah, we recorded.
That's actually how I know Frank from 21 Rounds. Microphone. Yeah, I found it.
That's where we recorded this next song.
All right, and we were saying the owner, he's in Transmission now. They just played
I think that's the band. There's so many Lehigh Valley bands that I can't remember. But I think, yes, Jason from Transmission now. I'm pretty sure that's the dude, Jason Puglio.
He's awesome. Don't have to drop people's last names all the time, though.
It's like,
he's in Puglia.
Jesse would be like, you know that girl we went to high school with, blah, 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 blah.
Yes, But it's still a place. It's still a place. He does still do recordings there.
Now, were you saying that A Global Threat recorded that album there? Is that what you were saying?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you
say
had me
that.
Confused. I thought they recorded that in like Maine or Boston or something.
No, that's not at all. Oh yeah, yeah. A Global Threat from Maine.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, yeah, yes, exactly.
With
I was like, they come down to Forks? Did they come down to Forks to record Until We Die?
That's not what I meant.
Forks is a suburb of Easton, by the way. But the reason what brought this all up was the Parasitics doing a Wretched Ones cover. Awesome track. I've heard it before. Here's Larry, Paul, Josie, and Steve doing Drinking Beer and Rock and Roll. Fucking Jersey legends, the Wretched Ones, and I already fucked everything up, you goddamn bastard. All right, so we give him that big jazzy interview, and then I... got a stall. Here it is now.
Welcome to the East Coast.
There you go.
Welcome to the East Coast.
Welcome. Get into my car. Roll down the road. Where the pipe was. Traffic's late. On the way in. Crack one open and the trip begins. Drop a little fighter. Right apart the car. Grab some pizza.
All right, everybody, that was fucking kick-ass. The Parasitics covering Jersey Legends, the Wretched Ones, with Drinking Beer and Rock and Roll. You guys can go over to SoundCloud and type in, not the Parasitics, but just type in Drinking Beer and Rock and Roll. A-N-D and, not the letter N. And that will come up. It says it's by T.S. at T.C., but it is definitely the Parasitics. And it's Drinking Beer and Rock and Roll. All right, now the lovely rude girl Jessica, who's fucking around with that crusty fucker Josh right now, but you're not in a microphone. You're not in a microphone.
Josh fucking threw my drink at me, and
were you fucking with him while he was passed
out? I wasn't. Fucking this fucker was.
Oh no, no.
This guy.
You're not in a microphone.
Fucking with him.
You're not in a microphone.
And it's all over my fucking pants now, and I have a burn on my fucking fingers because of you. You fuck.
Yep.
You crusty fuck.
All right. Well, Jessica had a request, and we haven't played our Nightly Blanks song yet. So why don't we do a little bit of Mike Blanks and the Stabs? And as per Jessica's request, I'm going to head on over to the Pogo City YouTube, and you guys can find this whole album there. Here's Mike Blanks and the Stabs, Knock, Knock, Knock. God fucking damn it. How many times, when we play this obscure shit, yo, it just makes it five times harder. No, what I mean by obscure is we're playing shit off SoundCloud and fucking YouTube. Like, it's a pain in the dick for me, all right? Fucking, all right. Here's Mike Blanks and the Stabs with Knock, Knock, Knock.
Your mama sucks cocks in a bathroom stall. I mean, the numbers on a bathroom wall. For a good time, give her a call. And if you're lucky, she will touch you at all. Cocks in a mouth, balls in a chin. Knock, 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 let me come.
All right, that was Mike Lang from the Stabs on Pogo City Radio. Why don't we get over and do some actual Blank 77? And you guys know, I don't like to play the obscure shit on here because we play blanks in every goddamn episode. So here's one that we haven't played yet. A little bit of. I meant to play On Speed, but here's Gimme Speed. Not as rare. All right, that was, we already played the Doors. That was
All Aboard!
Some Blank 77, Gimme Speed, coming off Tanked and Pogo, the second full-length release. And as you hear me say all the time, my favorite full-length Blanks album by far. Love Tanked and Pogoed. Now, I don't know. I think maybe, I mean, don't get me wrong. I know Killer Blanks word for word, but I was a little bit younger for Killer Blanks. So Tanked and Pogoed, don't lean on my fucking computer screen. Tanked and Pogoed, definitely what really got me in to the Blanks. I guess actually it was really the Pogo attack. But Sean, dude, Sean being annoying as shit. All right, we're going to get out of here. And we get out of here to some Blitz. But do we want to go Fight to Live, 4Q, Youth, Warriors, Revolution, Someone's Going to Die, Never Surrender? We got to pick one. Attack. Fight to Live. All right, I'm going to play this. We just had the Oi Scouts play at the Punk Block Party, and towards the end of what was that? Boots for the Beatdown. They do a little live cover.
Remember when they did that?
Is that your Gabe impression?
You guys,
you guys don't remember when they did that? It's great.
All right, here's Fight to Live.
Why?
Blitz. Pogo crew, getting the fuck out of here for now. We'll catch you fuckers next week.
We love you guys. Drink and fuck.
Radio City Radio.